be giving you the accurate rate. I'm sure you're going to love it, Josh.
All right, thank you much.
For holding. Am I speaking with Josh?
Yes, closer.
Yeah, this is me.
Tyler, right?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right. Oh, not too bad. Just working on my boat, trying to get ready for this weekend.
I hear you. It's definitely heating up. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Josh. As you know, my name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles pricing. I know you were speaking with Scott. Did he do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
That part, yes. Yep, he did great. Okay. I get
perfect.
It.
Now, he brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you, which I'm pulling up for you as we speak. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the pricing?
No, because I'm sure the pricing is going to also coincide with duration that's what I'm really curious of. See I'm sure it's some sort of a contract, you know, monthly or annually or what, I don't know. That's the only thing I'm curious about, really.
Of course. Well, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, but there is a two-month verbal agreement that we do require to start off with, but there's nothing that we ask you to sign long-term or annual, okay? And that's strictly because what we offer to you is our Platinum Package. Our Platinum Package implements all the tools that Google looks for in order to help rank you on the front page, but it also shows you results within that first two-month time frame. Okay, so now the pricing, though, it's very affordable. We do have early promotional 4th of July special that we're running all this week. It does reduce the cost by a bit more than 50% from what we originally charged. Now, normally the original pricing that consumers see on our website without the special, it runs at $5.99 normally with a $2.99 programming fee. Normally, it's not a cheap
per month.
Normally, yes, that's what we get. Normally, I do have clients that do pay that. Believe it or not, Josh.
If you get it, it's pointless not to. If you're getting it out of it, that's the whole thing.
Of course, it's a return on investment. That's the point of marketing. But like I said, our Platinum Package does implement all the tools that get you the exposure that you need to see that return on investment within that 2 month time frame. But the pricing, like I said, with the discount, I'm going to be able to reduce it all the way down to $249 and waive the programming fee entirely. And it would be a locked-in discounted rate of $249, Josh. It would never go up or change on you. Now, all of the program details that's going to include for you, that's going to get you on the front page of Google as a top recommended option. This way, calls could come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. What we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well. It works the same, it's owned by Microsoft, works the same way as Google. Calls come directly to you from that search engine. And then what we would also be providing for you is we help your ranking of the business by placing you on 60 online directories. Now, these are directories that Google has their web crawlers go out and index on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on, like, the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is the creation of a website. We can build a website for you within 5 business days. Now, we would also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. On the 5th business day, we would send you over an example of how it looks. Once we get your approval that you like how it looks, we would then attach it to the front page of Google, Bing, and the directory submissions. This way, if these are avenues clients choose to go down to do searches for the services you're offering, they'd be able to call you from the platform they're searching from, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of lead fee from whatever platform they search from. Okay? And then also,
I've had major issues with that shit.
Okay, can you kind of explain what other companies or?
Yep. Angie's List for one, I ended up having to go to the Better Business Bureau, file a claim, which I won. And now I got these people calling me from HomeAdvisor, which they lied to me because they were part of Angie's List when I went ahead and went forward with them. And they said I could choose the leads that I wanted and then pay for them. Well, what happened was they ended up sending me a bill for every single lead they sent me. And even though they were crap, they were shit, they were not part of what I even do for a living. And it's like, so now I'm getting phone calls from these creditors for these whoever people come after you for money. Debt collectors, whatever, and it's like, I'm tired of just telling them, you're never going to see money from me, ever. This is a stupid, total scam, and you can piss off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Home Advisor bought Angie's, or Angie's bought Home Advisor out like 2 years ago or something like that. So they're a full entity.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would tell you a lie like that.
Because they had all of their website, internet, everything you could check was still Angie's List, or excuse me, Home Advisor. So there was no way for anyone to really know at that time for sure.
Yeah.
Until
I hear
the app changed.
Understood. Well, rest assured, like I said, we don't work anything like Home Advisor. Like I said, we don't lock you into a year contract like they do. We don't sell you leads. We help you generate your own leads by placing you as a top recommended option on the front page of Google, and being that way calls are inclined to call you directly, so you wouldn't have to.
No,
worry
absolutely.
About lead.
So what's the website cost thing all about? Because I need one, but there's no way I can afford one. I'm pretty damn sure.
Well, if you want to give us a shot, Josh, I'd be willing to throw a website into the package for you at no additional charge. So it'd be $249.
Get out of here!
Flat.
Shut up.
I can do that for you. I've been here for close to 7 years. I mean, if you're willing to give us a shot, I'd be willing to do that for you. But like I said, I'm a man of my word. On the fifth day, we would send you over an example of how it looks. We don't promote anything blind without you getting your approval on it first.
And then what's the cost after that?
It would be locked in at the $249 rate. It would be locked in and month out. It would never go up or change on you, even though we host and manage them and maintain the website for you. It never changes on you. The $249 is locked in.
So what do you need today?
What I would need
$249
today,
or just 2 months?
Yeah, so it would be $249. It would be month in and month out, $249. Month one to month two, $249. Month three, $249. Like I said, it's locked in at that discounted rate. It never goes up or changed on you.
But do you need 2 months to start? Is that what you were saying in the beginning?
No. So it's just, like I said, it's a two-month verbal agreement, but it's on a month-per-month
basis. Oh,
gotcha.
So if I'm there for at least two, pay for one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go.
All right, well, what I would have to do here, Josh, is I'd have to verify some information in regards to your company just to make sure that we do have everything accurate here so we're representing
you
properly. Okay, so now I'm going to start off with the business phone number. Google, they do normally allow one primary line of contact for the company. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 503-607-3737,
that's the best
number for us and your clients?
That's my personal phone number, yeah.
Perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you, 632 North 6th Avenue in Staten. Is that a business
location? No, that's weird. No, because my business is also listed. If you go to CCB website, the address is actually in Dayton. The address of my business is 208.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, 208.
Mill Street, M-I-L-L. Mill Street, Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N, 97114. Oregon, I guess. I don't know where you guys are.
Well, I'm sorry, you said 9917 what?
97114.
Oh, 97114. Gotcha. And we're in Costa Mesa, California, just to kind of clarify that with you.
Okay, yeah. I've
been here for 17 years.
I wasn't sure how familiar with where I'm at and what I'm even talking about, so now I know I need to be specific.
Absolutely. Of course. And I appreciate that clarification. And then also, Josh, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L.
You said M-E-R-R-I-L-L?
Yep, just like Merrill Lynch.
Okay, perfect. All righty, thank you. And then for the what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
I have to get a business email. I'm kind of retarded why I don't have one yet. But right now my main email is Joshua Lee, J-O-S-H-U-A-L-E-E, 503.
I'm sorry, you said Joshua, what was that for the UA?
Joshua Lee, L-E-E.
Uh-huh.
503@gmail.com.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. And then as far as your hours of operation go for the business, how do you like to operate? Is it like 5 days a week, 7 days a week? How does that work for you?
I To be honest, I will work 7 days a week. I don't want to. I don't prefer to, but I definitely will.
Okay. Well, we can put open availability. I mean, that way people know that you would work, but, I mean, they'll still call you and they can check your hours of operation.
Yeah, absolutely. I just have done several things on Saturdays and Sundays just for any reason whatsoever. So I really don't have a – I'm not working today because I'm religious. That doesn't happen for me.
I hear you. Okay. All righty. And then if you ever want to change the hours of operation to specific hours, then you're always able to change or adjust anything on the account with us. You just got to let us know that you want to change or adjust it, and we can make those adjustments for you immediately. Okay.
All right.
And then also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Well, the digital payments are Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, Square, check and cash.
Okay, perfect. So Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Square, cash and checks?
Google, cash and checks. I have Google Pay and Facebook Pay as well. I trying to have all the electronic forms of payment that aren't. Venmo I don't like to use so much. Apparently it was hacked last year. One of my customers was refusing. He's like, nope, I will never. No. So now it's like making me scared. So.
I hear you. Okay. All right. And then, like I said, if you ever want to change any of those, we can change that for you as well. So Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Square, Google Pay, and Facebook Pay. Okay, perfect. And then also did you have any other forms of media out there, like a Facebook, an Instagram, any type of social media?
I need to figure out how to get back into it. I started doing a Facebook, yeah. But then the account that I did the Facebook under, because I'm not a computerist guy at all, but somehow I do have one, a Facebook with a few pictures and a couple. I just started it, but I'm still trying to figure out how to get back into it. But if it's going to be up here with you guys, then I'm going to make it a priority, figure it out. But it is American Pride Concrete. I know that.
Okay, absolutely.
It's there. You can get to it and see it. I can do it from a search, but I can't even log into the damn thing.
And you said it was called American Pride Concrete?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Just making sure. Okay. And then, like I said, our technicians will be able to find it if you already started it. Okay, perfect. And then also, and if we would need to get a hold of you, Josh, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message?
Phone.
A phone call. Okay.
Phone call, yeah. Email, definitely not. I can't stand how long that stuff takes to go back and forth.
I hear you. Usually our emails pretty come over pretty quickly here, within 30 seconds to a minute. And what I'm doing for you right now, so you have it for your records, is I am sending you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact in case you need anything changed on the account or you have any questions that you need answered. These numbers that I'm providing you with right now, you're going to be able to reach me or a live client support agent if I'm away from my desk or out of the office. Okay.
I just sent
that over to you right now, and it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully to the Joshua Lee 503. Okay, so that should be sitting in your inbox here. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, Josh.
Would it be promotion?
It would be in the primary. It usually falls in the primary since we've never corresponded before. Okay, perfect.
I got it.
Sometimes it does fall in. That's it. And then you'll notice at the very bottom of the email, that's my phone number with my extension 852. The number at the top with extension 1, that will reach a live client support agent each and every time. That way you bypass the automated services in the call centers. Okay.
We do.
All righty. And then also the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the $249 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company, Josh? You're going to be using a debit card or credit card. What works best for your business?
Yeah, it's a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's both.
It has both, okay. And is there any middle initial on the card?
It's got the, my whole name, Joshua Lee Merrill.
No, I should have put two and two together from the email address, Joshua Lee. Alrighty, and then and then the card normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
4802-0998.
Okay.
4500.
All right.
9962.
And the expiration month and year?
12/26.
And the CVC on the back?
140.
140. And is that card connected to the 208 Mill Street address?
Yep. Yep.
And then just to verify that that zip code is 97114, right?
Correct.
All right. And then we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Josh. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4802-0998-4500-9962, December of 26 of 140.
That's it.
Alrighty, now what I'm going to be doing next is I'm putting it together your package, but I'm going to be going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement.
Yep.
Now, it's about 90 seconds long. If you have a question on here that that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, but it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, Josh, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
American Pride Concrete LLC.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Lee Merrill, I'm the sole owner.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
The only one.
All right, thank you. And now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yep.
All righty, thank you.
Yes.
And in And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's June 28th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service with the website. Now, this would be a reoccurring payment. When your term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 28th, and the same day of the 28th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, Josh, is they are running the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account.
I already got it from my bank.
Gotcha. Well, they're still processing it right now, and it does show me that it went through right now on our end, of course. But I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment, like I said, went through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay? And then also, what I got to do for you right now is I got to set you up for your client interview. The client interview process was you actually do all the fun stuff. You sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Now, Josh, unfortunately, I don't have an available agent for you to speak with today. We are all booked out, but I can get you in tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, but right now, I know we're in the same time zone. Right now, it's around 11:14. So, there's morning, afternoon,
How long does it take?
We ask that you block off an hour window for it. We don't like to rush through anything, but typically it only takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It can take an hour, but we ask that you block off an hour window for it. So, I mean, I can get you in the morning. I have it at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, or I have an afternoon available.
Yeah, let's do a 9 or 10. That works for me.
Okay, I'll get you in at 9 a.m. So give me 2 seconds here. Josh, and I'm also going to just clarify.
You got to put a note in, though, because sometimes I'm running equipment, so you, like, if I don't answer, you have to call back because I probably didn't hear my phone, and unless it's a number that I can call directly back to get to this person, I'll be available at 9, but if I'm running something and I turn it off at 9:03, whatever, just I'm not ignoring it. I just tell them to call back because I will answer it.
Gotcha. Okay. Absolutely. Well, usually they have other client interviews scheduled, so they might have to reschedule you, but they would reschedule you, and they'll send you a voicemail if you don't answer. That way you can kind of check it at your best convenience when you're off the job or you're not running the equipment. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do this, like I said, I'll do what I can to, and I got a text message from you too. I'll answer the phone. I'm just saying there's a possibility. I won't get to it, and then if I get my phone, am I going to call somebody back, or is it a number that's going to give me a generic voice?
So it's going to be somebody that's going to be giving you a call back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty, and give me one more second here. I'm sending you over the calendar invite right now. And the text message that you got, it should say a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Or somewhere along the lines of that. Does it say that?
I don't even know where the text message just went. It said I had a new text message, but let me go back into my initial
Well, you can
invoice
also
too.
You can also go into the initial invoice for me.
Yeah.
Okay, and about the fifth line down from the top, you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Oh, I think I already clicked here. Now I'm going through all
Oh, perfect. Okay, so, you see where so that should have taken you to a page at the top. It says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, you
that's
see,
it, yeah.
Perfect. So as you scroll down, that's going to be the summary, a summary of the services that are provided. And then scroll down all the way to the bottom for me. You see in bigger letters where it says Cancellation and Refunds?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you see... Yeah. Except that little box, and then at the very bottom, the DocuSign signature box, you would sign your name in, your full name. Use capitals because it is capital sensitive. Once you confirm the signature, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash, username, and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on. The 503-607-3737, and the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview. That's going to be taking place tomorrow. And then when you disconnect with my agents when the client interview is over, it gives you the option of customizing them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are, if you choose to do so, of course. Alrighty, but that's the only thing that we do require from you today, Josh. But I do like to ask, before my agents give you a call tomorrow and we continue this, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you do have our contact information. Like I said, you do have our contact information if you do have any questions, or comments or concerns. So please use those. And then, like I said, if not, just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. All righty?
All right, man. Thank you much.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.